Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My sister is Amber and she calls me Lace. To tell us apart, I have the prettier face. It's the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show.
Why did I look at Amber's face? I
hated that song.
And it was like, I'm sorry. And listen, we start the show off with a different song every time, but I do love my sister. But I'm
okay. Every everybody other says. Time the song is a lie, and every other time the song is true. So today's was a lie. Okay,
today was a lie. Okay,
I mean,
is it always off the top of the dome like a freestyle?
Yeah, we just make it up. Yeah,
it comes naturally to us. Dissing each other comes natural.
It's like Biggie and Tupac. Everybody likes a good
eventually
diss track.
We'll murder each other.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair comparison.
It's a complete fair comparison.
Yeah, two legends. Yeah, that's
pioneers
us.
Of hip-hop.
Keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name. Say my name again, Amber. Say it.
Lacey. Anyway. Guys, welcome to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. This podcast is a way for us to help you get to know a new friend through fun and games. And how to get to know what a crab Lacey turns into when she loses those games.
Takes a crab to know a crab. We should also mention that after we play these games, we force our friend to choose which one of us they love more.
Guys, I'm sorry Lacey said chooch. That is maybe the filthiest word I ever.
You are a chooch.
Guys, we force them to say which one of us they love more. Then we make them sign a contract to declare their choice forever. Just kidding. That doesn't happen.
Amber, this morning I did my workout to get my adrenaline up.
Thank you.
What have you done to prepare for this podcast? Not your hair.
What? Did you say not your hair?
You didn't. And we know that.
It's true.
Jeff, she didn't do it. I know my sister. Amber did not do her hair.
Who cares? It's just Jeff.
Just Jeff.
Sorry.
The people listening.
Sorry, it's
see?
Jeff Wright. You got it.
Wow.
Jeff, look, I got my sparkly sweater on for you.
Come on now. I see you.
You see me?
I got on a shirt with Lacey's shirt underneath it. It's she one of the shirts she left here.
She steals my clothes all the time, everyone. We should know this. Okay.
Look, if I see you wearing it, it belongs to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Carry on.
Lacey, are you ready to hear me reveal who our guest is today?
We've said his name like 20 times.
You're never going to get
it. Who is our amazing, wonderful guest?
It's the third box in this Zoom.
Yay.
His name is Jeff Wright. Jeff Wright is a stand-up comedian, actor, and writer who's currently a WGA Award-nominated writer and performer for NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers. Jeff. Welcome.
Air horn.
How's it going, little baby Jeff?
I am great. I feel like I'm getting jumped by two sisters who, in the middle of jumping me, stop and fight themselves. I'm like, oh.
You know what? That's a great explanation.
Jeff is the youngest person we know, and for that, he must pay. Little baby. It's my little baby. He's so cute.
I am here for it.
You guys, if you don't know what Jeff looks like, imagine just the tiniest little baby, but then he can talk.
That is so wrong. Jeff, don't let her do you like that.
Yes.
Why do we do baby voices as Goo Goo Gaga? What is that? Where did that come from?
I know. What baby looked an adult in the face and said goo? That's a hard consonant.
Right? G? That's damn near go, which a is hard a word. G. You know?
That's an advanced that. Baby.
I dare a baby to say goo.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Goo.
I can't. Guys, and that's what today's podcast is about. Poking holes in accepted American truths.
Yes.
We're getting to the bottom of it. Guys, we're already off the rails. Look, it's time for... Wait, Jeff, what are all of your feelings?
My feelings?
Yeah.
Ecstatic, eccentric, damn, I couldn't think of another X word, elated. But I know it's a rule of three, too. I'm so bad at comedy, guys.
Excluded?
Excluded?
Do you feel excluded? No. Because we're going to exclude you. Just kidding. Little baby Jeff, he's the star. And you know what? It's time for the Jeff Expert Quiz. Mm.
Jeff is the expert.
Hey, I'm an expert.
I love these little buttons. Okay, on the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show, we subject our guests to an expert quiz where we take a subject our guest is an expert on and then we quiz them. If we win, we're the cutest. If our guest wins, they're the cutest. Mm-hmm. Now, our quiz today is special just for little baby Jeff. Mm-hmm. The NBA is the name of the game. Jeff.
Come on now.
Are you an expert in all things NBA?
Yes.
Lacey, are you an expert in all things NBA?
Listen, we almost voted Jeff off the show because don't nobody know nothing about the NBA. This is going to be the Jeff. We just going to call this episode the Jeff Wright Show.
Yeah.
Because I know like five names.
LeBron James.
That's about it. Teams, groups.
She called them groups. She groups. Called teams.
I will groups. Cheer for a team. If I have to watch, I have friends that love games. It's by your colors. If your colors are on point, I will cheer for you. If mm-hmm. you have green and orange at the same time, you're going to lose.
Mm. Sorry.
That's how I cheer for things.
Charlotte Hornets?
Boo.
Is that a team?
No, they're
oh,
blue.
Damn it.
They're blue now.
They are blue. Not a great blue.
They're blue. Maybe. Milwaukee Bucks, you might hate. That's like green and white and black.
The Milwaukee Butts?
Ooh, I love them.
Terrible. And I won't call them that from now on. Sorry.
Okay, guys, Milwaukee Butts, you know who's in charge of this quiz?
Who?
It's our producer, Becca. Hi, yay. Becca.
Hello.
Another little baby.
All right. This is, I think, going to be a challenge for everyone involved, including me, the moderator. This is the game Who Can Fly Like Mike. Basketball is the name of the game today. Who is ready to get crowned the MVP of the show with their knowledge? Today's quiz will be a Jeopardy style, meaning I will read the answer and you ask the question. Once you have the answer, you'll have to use the sound effects to chime in. Now, you might be wondering, where is my sound effect? It's your mouth. We need everyone to make their own sound effect.
Oh, I got
Lacey,
that.
What will be yours? Amber?
My
Jeff?
Sound effect will be caw-caw.
She okay. stole my sound effect.
Did I?
You did. Say? I was going to be like, caw-caw-caw. My sound effect will be, burr.
Okay.
And my sound effect will be, come on now.
Sorry. All right. Here is your first clue. This player gives a new definition to it, keeping it 100. And one of the few guys you'll like after hearing he scores a lot.
Barry?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just wanted to make the sound. Someone else answer this. Answer this bitch.
Come
know.
On now. Is it Damian Lillard?
Wrong.
Kaka!
Mm-hmm.
Who is Dr. J?
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, Amber's wrong. Jeff.
Yeah, no, I knew Amber was wrong. That's why I jumped in. Come on now. Is it Wilt Chamberlain?
Oh,
ta-da. These are my sound effects. You are correct. It is Wilt Chamberlain. Chamberlain holds the record with 100 points scored in a single game, which he played on March 2nd, 1962. The game was Warriors versus Knicks.
No one broke his record yet?
No one's broken that record for a single game.
Oh, wow.
My other co-host of a different show told me that a player, couldn't tell you the name, scored like 70 points the other day, and that's a lot. So
yeah, Damian Lillard scored 70 points.
There you go.
You have other shows?
Believe it or not,
gross.
do have to. I do have to keep my pockets full,
and I can't
just work on this show. I don't get paid enough.
Gross.
Wow, she said she's keeping both pockets and that backpack behind her. So,
you know?
Wow.
I'm hourly. No. Okay, question number two. Some do it after a breakup to move on, but in the NBA, a player is often disappointed after this bounce back.
Cook-off.
Yes. Amber.
I know it. It's rebound.
Correct.
Yay.
One for Amber.
I see what type of time we on. Okay.
Okay.
It's a riddle.
Yes, young man. I was
you
waiting
to
answer.
After a breakup?
I thought, okay, I get it. But I thought it was a straight up basketball question, you know?
Last time I checked, rebounds happen in basketball. I don't know what other sport they happen
in. I see what type of time y'all on.
All right. The next one. You can say that this athlete wrote the prescription for the sport of basketball. He doctored the slam dunk
for
his creativity. Oh, you're not going to let me finish?
Nah.
All right, go, Jeff.
Dr. J.
Yes, but let me finish my question. His career took leaps and bounds from the days drawing crowds in Rucker Park. The Sixer is known by Dr. J. You're right.
Come on now.
He received his nickname, Dr. J, from a high school friend named Leon Saunders. He explains, I started calling Saunders the professor and he started calling me the doctor. So it was just between us. We were buddies. We had our nickname and we would roll with the nickname. And that's where it came from. Most people agree that Dr. J made basketball cool.
Oh. What's his real name? Gerenthal Johnson?
Julius Irving.
Oh, okay.
Julius Irving. Correct.
What was that guess, Lacey?
Lacey, Gerenthal Johnson.
Did you pick like a 70s, 80s black man's
name? I know Dr. J is old. So Gerenthal was the best name I came up with.
That was pretty good.
That's a great name. Gerenthal Johnson.
She's not wrong. That's not a bad
name. All right, here is the next one. Showcasing the Emmy Award Netflix series The Last Dance for its controversy of The Last Shot, the same year the FDA approved Viagra for erectile dysfunction. In the end, one has nothing to do with the other. The NBA Finals was highlighted in the Netflix's The Last Dance for its controversy with The Last Shot. So what year was that final?
As far as I'm concerned, LeBron James is the best basketball player ever. I cannot answer any of those questions.
Then Kaká.
Amber.
Yes.
Amber?
I think the answer is 1996.
Close. But no cigar.
That's close.
I'm going to. Oh, Brink?
Mm-hmm.
The year is 99.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
That's close, though.
Jeff, you going to give us the answer?
Jeff, give a guess.
If it ain't LeBron James, I don't know the game.
Jeff, you're willfully losing, just like LeBron James, the worst player in the NBA.
Wow.
That one
LeBron, she just kidding. I barely know who LeBron James is.
We didn't
is he the
it.
Guy
we
I like with the beard?
Yeah. He's nice looking.
Oh, I love that guy.
I do too. I like
someone him. Called me a bronze sexual, and I was not offended.
No.
I was like, yeah.
You're like, that's kinda. How I identify.
Oh, man.
I identify as LeBron sexual.
Now, when they call Amber LeBron sexual, that's when someone needs to get offended. But
hey.
You're great.
Lacey, hey.
Sorry, Amber.
So does anyone have a better guess? Jeff, are you going to give me an answer?
Jeff, you have to guess
a year. You have to guess a year.
You have to try.
2012.
You're so off.
You little shit.
That's when LeBron James won his first NBA championship.
I can't with him. I can't.
The answer is, no one wins. The answer is 1998 NBA final.
I was close.
Yes.
I was close.
Did Lacey not say 1998?
She said 99.
She said 99.
Which was super close.
We're both very close.
So close.
Yeah.
The drama from it is the win may have been overshadowed by Jordan's epic winning game. Champion clinching jumper was how there was controversy about the particular play. Brian Russell, the man assigned to guard MJ on the play, was miles away when Jordan elevated from the open jump shot. And there were some who believe to this day that Jordan pushed him off. Jordan himself claimed in the docuseries that he did not push off Russell and that it was the latter's momentum that caused the separation. Then again, Jordan's open palm is clearly seen on Russell's behind. Mm. So there's no denying that at the very least, Jordan transferred some of his momentum to Russell. Now, whether or not this was worthy of being called an offensive foul, clearly the referees at the time did not think so, is an altogether different matter.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's true.
We'll never know.
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 All right. Here's the next one. This NBA team has never won a championship. And hint, there are 12 possible answers. Bonus if you can name more than one.
The Utah Jazz. Oh, come on now. The Utah Jazz, the LA Clippers, the
Cleveland Steamers.
Supersonics. No, Cleveland won because of LeBron James.
Oh.
Oh.
The Jarenthal Johnsons. The Dingleberry Hoppers.
I don't think Portland Trailblazers won. Have they?
The Miami Dolphins, the Chicago Bears.
The Knicks.
Talk that talk. The New York Knicks never won. They're trash.
I said the Knicks and it could have been true.
I don't think the Nets won either. Or did they get close? They might have won. You said there's 12 that didn't
the
win?
Omaha,
there's
Nebraska.
12 teams that have never won championships.
Charlotte never won because they're trash.
Hey, they worked hard.
The Mountain View Lions, Amber.
Oh, the 76ers never won because they're trash. The Phoenix Sun never won because they're trash.
You know, you're talking a lot of
Chicago,
talk here, guy.
Chicago really didn't win because they're trash.
Oh. Is he getting any of these right?
Some of them, but not all of them. So
what's his number right so far?
I think like 6 of them, because then he named a bunch of teams I didn't know and they're not on my list. But
he's good.
It's the Bobcats, the Trailblazers,
that's Charlotte.
Pelicans. Yeah, because he says Charlotte. And I was like, I don't know.
Portland is the Trail.
I did know. I used to live in Portland. I do know the Trailblazers. Bobcats, Pelicans, Trailblazers, Clippers, T-Wolves. Nets.
Yep, Minnesota.
Pacers.
The Nets. I said the Nets.
You did. Jazz, Raptors, Suns, Grizzlies.
Raptors won like 3 years ago.
Oh, then this list I found was wrong.
It's 3 years old.
Suns, Grizzlies, Nuggets, and Magic.
Trash, trash, trash.
The Knicks have won.
Trash. Knicks won?
Yeah, I mean, they're not on my list. Mm. But maybe my list was also wrong because I don't know anything about the NBA. I'm just a professional Googler.
Which makes you an expert, though. Mm-hmm. That's how I graduated college. Google.
Oh, good job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some might call it cheating, but I'm not using the degree. I feel like that's fine.
This NBA coach has the most championships of all time.
Come on now.
Kaka.
Okay, I'm going to give it to Amber first because, Jeff, I'm sure you know the answer.
Amber don't know.
Amber Ruffin. Sorry, who is Amber Ruffin?
You're not an NBA coach.
First of all, that the buzzer came in super late. Super late. Right. The answer is Phil Jackson.
Correct. Phil Jackson has won the most championships of all time. Over his 9 seasons, Jackson coached the Chicago Bulls to 6 NBA championships, 91, 92, 93, 96, 97, and 1998. From there, he went to Los Angeles, where he guided the Lakers to 3 straight titles, 2000, 2001, 2002, and his 4th in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Phil Jackson.
Is he black?
He's a tall white man who likes yoga.
I'm not thinking of the right
Which
guy.
Is most tall white men, I think. I don't know.
I think
That's true.
Too.
Maybe.
That's true.
Are most of the NBA coaches tall white men?
Or short fat white men?
Yeah. Well, now they're tall black men, too.
Yay. That's a good thing.
Lacey, are you muted?
It sounds like you're muted.
Am I muted?
There you go.
Were.
No, there you go.
You might have been using your cough button.
No. Maybe I wasn't close to the mic.
Well, talk louder.
Y'all got a cough button?
Yeah.
I'm
watch
over
this.
Here swallowing
Lacey got
my
a cough.
Y'all got a cough button.
That's my cough button.
Buddy. Lacey, there's no way no one coughs like that.
I do. That I got really
go.
Happy.
Let it go.
Oh, ooh, dang. Yeah. That's that
it's like a little dance when I cough.
We need a little music.
How dare you challenge me, Joe? It's like no one coughs that way. Little boy, I do.
Oh, yeah?
We got a couple more. A Smashing Pumpkins song, and also the same year, the NBA added a 3-point line. And this year, the NBA added the 3-point line.
I know what it is. I mean, caca.
Yes.
It's 1979.
Yay! Amber Slade.
What in the world just happened?
We don't even care.
I know that song. 1979, Smashing Pumpkins.
Honestly, I was not sure that hint was going to hit, but it did.
Honestly, I was with you. I was not sure that hint was going to
It shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have hit.
Shouldn't have hit. I should lose 2 points for knowing a fucking Smashing Pumpkins
song. Should.
That should
you
be negative
should
2 points.
Extra points for that one. Give Amber 2 points. I agree. Amber gets two extra points for that.
The three-point line was introduced to the NBA to help increase scoring and excitement during games. It's helped lead to more explosive games with higher scores, as we see teams average 117 points per game compared
points.
To just 93 back when there wasn't a three-point line. Mm. The more you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, three-pointer. The first three-pointer ever was shot by who? LeBron James.
That can't possibly
I don't think that was possible given the year.
No.
But I would like to let you live in that delusion.
She's making stuff up at this point.
I think the only thing that made my answer wrong was I didn't buzz in and I didn't answer in a question.
Well, you know what? This one is probably going to burn your bridges a little, but thrice this present day greatest of all time, the GOAT, had to accept defeat because of them. These three teams beat LeBron James in the finals.
Come on now. First of all, there's no such thing as beating LeBron James.
You beat Lord.
His team. Okay, you beat his team. It wasn't him. You beat them. Okay, when he won, it was him. When he lost, it was them. The team which are the Golden State Warriors, the San Antonio Suns, and that might be all the teams that beat them.
You're a little wrong.
Golden State Warriors, San Antonio Suns, and
Chicago Bears. First of all, put some respect on San Antonio's name. It is the Spurs, not the Suns.
Spurs. I'm saying Suns. San Antonio Spurs.
And the Mavs.
Yeah, that one don't count. But yeah, you're right. He did this stuff. He did. I
Why doesn't the Mavs
them.
Count? Why don't they count?
Because he should have won. I'm sorry, Amber. I'm sorry, ladies. I don't know why I'm an expert in basketball, but this is what I do.
We respect that, and we love that about you.
We like your journey, and we hope you go far.
I was just saying the other day, I love how Jeff Wright knows all about the NBA. It's one of my favorite things about it.
Yeah. It's like someone's keeping an eye on it, you know, because
someone's got to be watching that.
Someone's got to be watching
Someone's got to be knowing all about that.
Thank God,
and it's gotta be you, Jeff. Yep.
I love that. In my mind, I picture you coming up with that thought as you're walking down the street, yeah. And you go, "You know what? I'm glad Jeff knows about basketball." Yeah. And then that thought stops, and you keep going, and that was it.
Yep, that was it. So when I'm arm in arm with Amber, we're walking down the street. That's how
wait. Do you say the thought out loud, or do you just?
Of course, I say it out loud.
Grateful.
I say it out loud.
I've never had a thought I didn't immediately say out loud.
You say it.
If I'm not talking, I'm not thinking.
If I said every thought I had out loud, I would be in jail. Or
I didn't say I said every thought out loud, but that thought I said out loud.
Amber said she said every thought.
Amber kind of does.
Every last thought.
Amber does a little bit.
I don't even think I had a duck.
I wish I had a duck.
You said what?
I said, I wish I had a duck. Every thought. Every thought.
Wait, do you? So like, all right, this might be weird. This might be like, I talk to myself, which is weird, but I think everyone does, but I answer or rebuff my thought. Do you do that with your thoughts out loud? Do you go, I wish I had a duck. Nah, but then if I had a duck, I'd have to take care of it. Like, do you do that or do you just stop that? I wish I had a duck.
Thank you for asking. I'm always, every one of my thoughts is as if I'm talking to someone else.
Yes.
And I don't answer. I'm just telling, I'm giving precious, precious information. Those are my thoughts. Okay. And that's how it feels when it's happening.
Yeah. Okay.
Lacey?
I don't answer, but I will talk to myself all the time.
Full sentences.
Full
like
sentences.
Paragraph words of thoughts out loud.
Yeah. Because when you're old, sometimes you got to say things to remember them. I gotta go to the store today and get some eggs. I mean, I really gotta do it. There ain't nothing in this house. You gotta say it out loud. Once you say it out loud, you're apt to remember it more. If you just sit there and think about it, no. You gotta be old and put that out into the air.
Yeah. Sorry, Jeff. It's coming.
Wait, but here's a follow-up.
Wait, Jeff. Stop. We need to stop right here. How old are you, Jeff? You can say your age. You're amongst friends.
28.
Are you 20? Boy, my earrings are 28 years old. Wait until you get to be my age.
You're laughing at us now.
28 is old.
You are going to be talking and talking and talking. You're going to be in the store talking to yourself, and someone's going to look at you and be like, what did you say, sir? And you're going to be like, I'm talking to myself. I have said that a million times. I'm not talking to you, young man. I'm just walking down here,
Jeff, you're
trying
not
to find
old.
Eggs.
Your mama's not old.
Right.
You're not old.
Right.
Oh,
old people listening to this, no, this is true. You talk to yourself.
But do you freeze? Or when do you freeze and talk to yourself? Or when do you just keep going while you're talking to
you? Why would you freeze?
Is it like a, it's a big
you
thought.
You just
like
keep moving.
Raven Simone
you just
moment.
Keep like, moving and you keep talking.
Walking
no,
like
it's
I
not
talk
like
it.
A television show where you're like, dun, dun, dun. No, you just
yeah.
walk and you talk. You'll do it.
Okay.
When it happens, call us.
Oh my God, you'll never
gonna
believe
do
what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Anywho, we went off the rails.
All right, everyone, are you guys ready to hear the winner?
Yes, who is it?
We know the loser.
The winner is a tie. Is a tie between Amber and Jeff.
Yes. What?
No one me. Ooh, Jeff, you got school.
What?
You got school.
I know. Lacey, you're the winner in my heart.
Thank you.
I have always said I know everything about the NBA. I know which ball is a basketball.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, this does not look good for you. You got schooled by Amber Ruffin.
Should have answered that dumb Michael Jordan question. I'm so mad at
you. You could have just guessed the year, dummy.
I knew the year.
What?
Okay, see, what? That's on you. You sabotage yourself out of
you
pride.
Should have two less.
You came with your B game, and we told you to
he
come with your A game.
Ego is too big.
LeBron James will be proud of my non-answer.
Remember when he wore shorts? Is that the same guy?
What?
He wore those dress shorts.
I do remember
LeBron
that.
Did not
yes, he did.
Oh, with the suit?
Yeah,
with the suit. And then he picked up his bag
yes,
and left?
He did.
I was like, yes, he did.
It was so cute.
Look.
And that's how I know who he is.
When you got them legs, you can wear whatever you want to wear.
Guys, the winner of the celebrity expert quiz is Amber Mildred Ruffin. And Jeff.
Okay.
Guys, when we come back, we're going to play Can You Stand It? Where we tell you all about our new favorite mm-hmm. thing. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Sponsor, sponsor, sponsor. Come on, sponsor.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh.
And we're back. Hey guys, it's the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show, and it's time to talk about the things we've fallen in love with lately, Jeff. In this segment, we want you to tell us about something that you own or that you learned about recently that you think everyone needs to know about. All right, everybody, now who wants to go first?
This is Kenny Stanley. You're talking this way. Jeff, who is this?
I think Lacey should go. I'm sorry, it's contagious. I got it too now. Lacey, you should go first.
Okay, I am going first. I am going first. Okay.
All right. Here's Lacey going first.
Going first.
I can't stand you guys. Lacey. I can't stand you. Okay. Amber knows, and I really, really could write a whole book about my dating experiences. They are hilarious. Mm-hmm. But I found something. I've been talking about this all week. I've been using it every day. It is a site that I found on Facebook. I'm not going to say the name of it, but it is in every single state. And it's, I don't think I can say the name, but it's basically titled like, think
twice. Say it and we'll bleep
no,
it out.
I don't want to say. It's basically like, oh, think twice about dating this person. So if you find someone, meet someone, you're on a dating site. I have joked about this for years that I wanted to start a site called Whose Man Is This? It's basically like that. So you meet someone, you go and you put their information on there, or someone posts a picture and they always say, what's the tea? I cannot tell you. It's about 82.3% of the people on there. Someone will respond and be like, that's my husband and we have four kids.
Wow.
That's my,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
Every single time. And it has saved me four times this week. Wow. Yeah, he's married. Yeah, I've been seeing him for 6 years. We've got three kids. This is sad.
That is a great website.
I cannot stay off of it. I think I've been on it six times since we've been doing this podcast. Just checking, guys. Not been paying attention to Jeff.
Wow.
But I need to see who Steve is. I'm just saying. This has changed my life. I will not speak to a person until I run to this site and be like, who is this man?
Wow.
And people are getting angry. It's not like this has been around forever. And so every once in a while, the admins got to jump in and be like, stop sending this out. Because, you know, they'll send it to the guy and the guy responds and gets mad. And they're like, if you ain't doing dirt, don't worry about it. And I'm all for it.
I'm reporting it. I'm reporting it. Mm-mm.
You can't even report this. They ain't nobody shutting this down.
We don't know what's happening in that home. We don't know.
Jeff, why you getting, scared about it, Jeff? Why you getting scared about it? If you don't need to, if you ain't on it, don't be worried about it, Jeff.
I'm not scared.
Amber, put Jeff's name out there because now I got to know what's going on.
Jeff got two kids.
Two kids and three wives. Anywho, that's my new favorite thing.
I love that.
Yay! I like it.
Your new
favorite thing is very good.
It's juicy.
Okay, my new favorite thing are these headphones.
Ooh, beautiful. Ooh. What are they?
They're AirPod Max. And the reason why I like them is because I have big ears. Now, I've been told I had big ears since I was a child. Right? Since I was a child. But I thought, y'all just saying that. Y'all just need something to make fun of. But then when I would put headphones on and they would squeeze my earlobes, I would realize I do have big ears. Then I purchased, you would think this is a sponsored ad. It's not. But I purchased these AirPod Max and they cuffed around my earlobes and I was like, there's a guy.
My poor baby.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but I have two things.
Oh, yay.
Blue light glasses. Because I am, despite what Amber and Lacey will try to tell you, I am old, okay? And sometimes when you're watching TV or on your monitor, and you realize you got a headache, but you don't know why you got a headache. It's probably the blue light. Now, these blue light glasses are a little aggressive because they're on.
They're very aggressive.
Okay, well, you know, some people like tomato soup, some people like ketchup. But I like to make sure the blue lights don't get in my eyes. And
so if you're older than Jeff, then you remember a commercial for blue blockers. This Chad just
pulled out
blue blockers on his goddamn face.
I take back everything. Jeff, you're going to be talking to yourself tomorrow.
How did you get a hold of blue blockers? See? Were they left to you in your grandfather's will?
What's a blue blocker? I thought it was blue light.
Blue blockers? God damn.
No, baby. No.
Blue blockers are on your face, sweetheart. That's what
those blue are blockers.
These are blue blockers?
Wow. Yeah.
They're blue blockers.
I think that's a better name. Wow. It's short. It's sweet. It gets it out there. Blue blocker.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, okay. Everyone should have
fantastic.
Some,
everyone did have some a long time ago. Did you just... I don't know.
Everyone did have some. And then your mom was born.
Go into your mom's junk drawer. There's three pairs in there. They're a little scratched. You can still use them.
Three pairs.
Oh. Amber, what is your thing?
Gosh, thank you so much for asking. My new thing that I recently discovered is I got these tiny, tiny cookies that are tiny. And they're sad for diet people. Look, I live a low-carb lifestyle.
She does.
And I can't have a lot of carbs because I have a thyroid thing. So I always try to find diet food and it always tastes like garbage. And it's a little fun. So I found these cookies that were chocolate chip cookies. And they were low-carb. And I thought, it's okay that they're trash. I'll eat them and laugh. But they were very, very good. What's the name of them?
Chips Ahoy.
None of your business.
Chips Ahoy Snackers.
Some kind of...
Bite-sized baby.
Chips Ahoy Snackers.
Bite-sized.
Now, only in my mouth. But they're little bite-sized babies and I love them very bad. Should I have written down the name of them? Yeah.
Yes.
Did I? No.
You're not taking this seriously.
Guys, it's fine. I'm not. I stopped taking it seriously when this guy brought out blue blockers. Who gives a shit? Blue blockers.
Wait. Let's not move off the chip. Did you eat them in the sense of going, they're probably not going to be that good? Threw away the bag and then realized, this is amazing. I should have kept the name. And all. Like, were you just like, it'll be nothing? And then regretted it? Or
she no, they're them. Upstairs. They're there.
Oh, so you got them?
I have them. I'm still eating them. Okay. I love them.
Well, then, okay, then you're good.
One day, I'll remember the name. I tried. I've been eating them all week. Mm. And I've been like, I got to remember this. Did I? No. Because I didn't say it out loud.
See?
Now I know. Yep. Look, full circle. Call
nuggets
back.
Nuggets of wisdom. Better start saying stuff out loud. Talk to yourself.
I got to write blue blockers on this so I remember. That's what these are called. And my brother bought these to me because he's older than me.
So oh, he was like, the babies. Oh, somebody got to.
Come on now.
Poor little baby. You guys, so that was, can you stand it? I mean, so that,
it's
you
too
guys.
Too early to be drinking.
You guys, everybody.
Too early to be this drunk.
Yeah.
It's early.
It's early.
Everybody's got to get a drink. You guys, so that was the stuff we've fallen in love with. It's a lot of stuff. And because we got a lot of love to give. So right now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back on the Amber and Lacey and Amber Show, we are going to duke it out for Jeff's love. Who loves Jeff more? Is it Amber? Is it Lacey? Is it Jeff himself? Stay tuned to find out.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Let's play the biggest fan in the room. In this segment, we're going to compete to see who is Jeff's biggest fan. In today's quiz, we're going to determine if these statements about Jeff are true or false.
Jeff. I'm going to win this.
Okay, Jeff, is this true or false? Lacey and Amber competing to see who's Jeff's biggest fan.
No, you're not. Okay.
I'm actually the one who's going to win this, so thank you for pointing that out. Jeff proclaims that he isn't an expert on anything, that he just has random opinions on everything low-key. Now,
that is false.
Oh, you think that that's false?
Yes.
I think it's very true.
Okay.
Okay. Jeff, is that true or false?
That is low-key very true.
Thought you were an expert at the NBA, but yeah. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. I know nothing that I know because I don't, but I have a random thought about everything, therefore not making me an expert, but just a member of society.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Wow. He's a humble, humble little baby.
Come on now.
That's our baby Jeff. Now, is this true or false? Jeff's ideal weekend consists of partying at Little Sister Lounge, seeing unspeakable things, and making sure to have two slices of pizza at 4 a.m. to beat a hangover. Is that true or false?
Oh, no.
Lacey Mildred Ruffin.
It's true.
I know for a fact
no
that this shit's got to be false because Jeff don't drink.
I know.
I can't imagine Jeff drinking enough to have a hangover.
I don't drink. In fact, I'll do a comedy show at 12 a.m. and then go to the gym.
I do like a midnight workout.
I don't even know what outside
looks like. Oh, perfect little baby. It's
hotel, or not hotel, apartment, car, venue, car, apartment.
Why are you saying car? Are you driving the car? Do you have a car?
No, I wish I had a car. You know, I tried to, this how.
On top of that.
Ooh, I had a thought. Then I was going to get in trouble. Then I stopped. With the government. Uh-oh. I was going to buy a car just to not pay taxes. I thought you could do that.
He didn't know.
You can't do that.
Oh, the baby. Do that.
Y'all know what taxes are?
He gets younger and younger.
It's a terrible thing.
You got to give your money up to people that you don't know. And then, that's it. Like, you just, you work hard.
Talk it out.
You
Jeff,
work hard. You make this much money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make this much money.
Get to it.
And then somebody goes, hey, you made that money here? And you're like, yeah, but I could have made it anywhere. And they're like, oh, since you made it here, I need about 50, 40, 35%, depending on how you matriculate your finances. You know what I'm saying? And then they just take it or jail. How is that the only two options? You
take
know,
it or jail.
Take it or jail. You know, like, so then you give it out. Now you walking around happy ish with the money you've made, which you've subtracted, right? But you don't know who has the rest of your money because they won't show their face. At least when you get robbed in the church, you know what the pastor looks like. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. At least when you get robbed by the charities, you can see the kids' faces. You know what I'm saying? That's all. At least when you get robbed by the school, you can see the principal's car. All I'm saying is I want to see who got my 40%.
Hey. Now, there was one lie in there. Jeff said he works hard, and I know for a fact he doesn't. Because me and Jeff have the same job. We're supposed to be doing that shit right now. But what are we doing? Ooh, fucking Jeff, hanging out, dicking around.
She called you out good.
Oh, I had so much steam, and then Amber threw so much cold water on it.
Look, I like to ruin a good time. True or false? When having to make the decision between a cookie or a wasabi-coated green peas, Jeff is going for the cookie. True or false? I'm not guessing first this time. Amber?
I guess he's going for wasabi-coated green peas, because that's why you would ask that,
I'll
right?
say cookie. Why else just to start? I'm saying cookie just to start some
because cookie's the obvious choice.
Honestly, I'm thinking about this question right now. I don't even know. I think
well, who wrote this? Why?
I want to pick neither. Honestly, I don't even know what a wasabi pea green
cookie would be. Right?
Wasabi thing is. Oh, that's the thing that you get when you order sushi,
yes! And then you
Lacey win. Lacey win. No.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Oh wow. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's almost as if you guys were signaling to each other.
Thank you.
And then
you know what? I just thought about it. And Lacey wins. Oh, that's, okay. That's what happened.
He knew in his heart.
Okay, well, that's one for Lacey, 400 for Amber. Now, true or false? When using a dating app, Jeff
goes
instantly
to Facebook finds out who's married and has pictures of himself.
When using a dating app, Jeff instantly has to swipe left when he sees a woman who is short, although there is an exception to every rule. Now, I can't answer this question because I don't know what swipe left means.
I'm going to say
I feel
this
like that
is
means reject,
false.
Right?
Yeah, left is reject. Left is reject.
I've been married 12 years. I don't know.
I'm going to say this is false. He can't be that shallow.
So this question is, when Jeff sees a short woman, he swipes no. So what answer did you give, Lacey?
I said, this can't be right. He's not that shallow. He could see a cute short lady and be like, we could fall in love. That's exactly how he sounds like that.
I say, yes, Jeff is shallow and he's a bad, bad boy and he hates short people.
Oh, no.
Jeff? Who's right?
Hate is such a strong word. Hate is a strong word.
I'm 5'2".
And unfortunately, Amber's right. I don't hate short people.
Okay, wait. How tall are you, Jeffrey?
Short? 6 foot.
Okay.
Jeff, tall.
I'm 5'2". I don't appreciate this mess. I'm 5'2". Okay, so I don't appreciate that.
How short is short, Jeff? What's
five,
short?
I think 5'5" and under is short.
He like a tall woman.
Jeff likes
woman.
A tall woman.
I can't lie. I like a tall man. So
hey, tall
girls. I'm
a
swipe left, too.
Are you looking for a 6'1" handsome boy? Then look no further than Jeff Wright. Do not look him up on Facebook.
You can. My Facebook is clean, I think.
Who are you
for? She's 6 foot.
Okay.
I like it. Okay. I'm like, I'm a little intimidated and I like it.
I know there are. You're absolutely right.
There's some tall women out here and they don't feel appreciated.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jeff Wright is here to appreciate you, tall lady, in every sense of the word. True or false? Jeff's longest lasting friendship is with Amber Ruffin. Well,
man,
I hope that's false.
I'm going to say false.
That's like, Amber, you want to take a shot at that?
That's false.
Oh, yeah. No, you're both right. That's false, unfortunately. What if I was like, no, it's true. All my friends are dead except just Amber.
I'd be like, this is a sad, sad day.
That would be sad, but it would also be a teeny bit
super
funny
sad.
And all know that that's true.
My longest friendship is with my best friend
Mac,
who I knew
like Mac
since
and cheese?
Sixth grade.
Oh,
and
okay.
He lived, yeah, he called himself Mac Attack. And like every time he saw a Mac truck, he was like, that's my truck. And I was like, I don't know if you want that to be here.
Oh,
but okay.
Mac.
But yeah, Mac.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, we love him. Mm. I love it when the baby has friends. Look at the baby. He's so happy. Guys, true or false? Jeff orders his coffee dark with whole milk and 2 sugars. Gotta say, that sounds like a lie.
Why,
I'm not
why,
great
why
at knowing
like
the answer.
Why?
I'm going to say
why?
It's true.
Why is it a lie?
I'm going to say true. 2 sugars, though, is not enough, but I'm going to say it's
why
true.
Why is it true?
Whole milk and 2 sugars sounds like what you say when you're pretending. Like if we were in an improv scene and I was ordering a coffee, I would go, I take my coffee black with milk and 2 sugars. It sounds like a script.
Gotcha.
I believe it. I think his life is a script. And so therefore, I'm going to say this is true.
Oh, Jeff, who's right?
Well, Amber is correct. I don't drink coffee at all.
Jeff,
this
motherfucker.
That's what I thought.
Let me see you on the streets. It's taking a turn for the worse. Let me see you on the streets. Because I'm getting upset now.
Jeff, you are going to get whooped because I'm Lacey sorry. Is very strong. I'm so sorry.
I'm training, Jeff. I'm in the gym.
Jeff is like tall and cut, but Lacey is short and cut. Lacey bodybuilder.
Punch you right in your knee.
Sounds like I'm kidding, but I'm not.
Like a reach.
No, I don't know smoke.
She's going to reach up.
Have it go the other way. You're really coming back to me.
Why did I picture it? It brought so much pain.
I'm gonna throw coffee in your face too first.
I think my mom told me, my mom is short. My mom's like 5'2". My mom told me coffee makes you short. I was like, well, shit, I'll never drink it again. And that's when I made this pact never to drink coffee. And since she was short, I figured she was an expert. So I was
like,
it could
be true. I've been drinking it since I was 12. Your mom might be right.
I didn't start drinking it till late. Maybe it is true.
You did. It stunted my growth.
Wow. You need to sue coffee.
I love being 5'2". It's great.
Okay. She's also taller than mom and dad.
I don't want to be tall.
Are you taller than mom and dad?
Yep, I am.
We're just short people.
Short people.
Stop it. Don't do say that.
That's not right.
Okay.
I want to see where that song is about.
He don't even know the song. Oh, little baby.
Oh my God.
I never
thought about the rest of the song.
I thought she was freestyling.
It's really
bad. No, it's a real song.
That, shouldn't be.
And it goes, short people got no reason to live.
Yes.
Isn't that how that song goes?
Wow.
It's a terrible.
What a horrible song.
For the record, that's not why I swipe left. I have nothing against you. I'm just leaving, clear this up, leaving right? more.
When you try to run for president, they're going to play this back. Okay.
This audio, no. Mm-hmm. No. And that's why I hate short people. Short not.
Just give them that clean sound bite, Jeff. Good job. Guys, this is our last question. True or false? Mm-hmm. If in an alternate universe he had his own basketball team, LeBron James, Kobe, Kevin Durant, and Michael Jordan would be the first four players Jeff would draft. Now, we know the answer because we just heard him play the game. Lacey?
Yes, it's true.
What? It's false. He's only going to want LeBron.
One person can't be a team.
That is true. One person can't be a team. But however, I will give this to Amber.
This moment.
I just want LeBron James. I'm going to lose. This is going to be LeBron James versus other five people. I'm going to lose.
All right.
But it's going to look cool.
All right. Watch your back today when you're walking down the street.
If just look down. Make sure to always be looking down.
You got knee pads? Cover your knees.
Why is my knee hurt?
Guys, I'm pretty sure I won that. And that was who loves.
She cheated.
Hey. Jeff Moore. It's Amber.
Amber.
It's okay.
We've been done.
Amber.
So fucking that's it. We did it.
Woo!
We had a whole show with little baby Jeff. Mm. He's our perfect son. And we love him very bad.
We do, even though I lost.
And I love you both very bad too.
Thank you. We love you too.
Yay! We're your favorite aunties. Say it.
We are.
Lacey, why you didn't believe it? Why you did that look when I said I love you too?
No, I said I believe you. I did look outside because there was a man outside my window. So, I got to keep one eye on that. But I totally believe you.
Okay.
I believe you.
Right. Who the fuck is outside your window?
I
don't know.
I took that information and I was like, okay.
Listen, if you guys cannot hear my dogs going crazy, you can't, right? Mm-mm. That's great.
I can't hear it.
Yeah.
No.
They're doing work outside or something, but still.
Okay. Well, let me know. I'll be there to get my ass. Guys, this has been the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. We love you so bad. Special thanks to our guest, Jeff Wright.
Yay!
He is 5 years old and 4'7". Good night, everybody.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.